Reed and Jimmy Allen seem to have the knack of always being on hand when things happen. You will recall they took off in their plane as a Mr. Milliken, moving picture producer, arrived to talk business with them. Nails Ballou arrived upon the scene and informed Mr. Milliken he had decided to take over the flying in the forthcoming production. Mr. Milliken informed him he had other plans and was now waiting to talk business with Speed Robertson and Jimmy Allen. The enraged Ballou shouted a threat as he took off in his plane. A few moments later, he was in the air and stunting his plane dangerously near the plane in which Speed and Jimmy were flying. Perhaps it was accidental, or perhaps it was intentional, but Ballou, during one of his maneuvers, struck the wing of Jimmy's plane, tearing it off, and their plane fell to earth in an uncontrollable spin. As the present episode opens, it is several hours later. Jim and Speed, after a death-defying experience, landed safely. They are now in Speed's quarters discussing the affair.
Boy, of all the crazy pilots I ever saw in my life, that fool was the worst.
What was he trying to do?
Well, I don't know, unless he was trying to show off because a motion picture producer was on the field.
You know, that may have been it at that. He found out about the producer and thought it a good way to get a job in the movies.
I know they do all sorts of crazy stunts in Hollywood to break into the movies. But I sure didn't think the boys around here had gone completely screwy.
Who was he, Speed?
Well, I don't know. I only talked with Flash a few seconds after we landed. Hey, he said this producer Milliken was here to see you.
You mean to see us?
Oh, he don't want to see me. I'm not a movie actor. Anyway, Flash said something about this bird who crashed into us, having an argument with a movie producer.
An argument? I wonder what about.
I don't know, Jim.
Say, I wonder...
Now, you wonder what? Now, what's on your mind, Jim?
I wonder if that was really an accident after all.
Well, Jim, I don't think anyone who's a perfect stranger to us would be interested in risking his own neck just to see us bail out.
Well, I guess that's right, too. But I was thinking if he had an argument with a producer, he must have known him. And he's a flyer. Maybe he was interested in this flying job himself.
Well, I don't know. Hey, that sounds like a good plot. Hey, maybe you could inject your exciting plot ideas into some of these motion picture stories.
Oh, don't kid me, Speed. Hey, but at that, it is plausible, you know.
Of course it is, Jimmy. I'm not kidding you at all. It's a good plot.
What became of the moving picture producer anyway?
Well, he left a message with Flash. He said he'd be over to see you a little later.
To see us? Don't keep saying me.
Well, he doesn't want to see me. For one thing, I'm not interested. I've got a race to get ready for.
Oh, gee, that's right. I almost forgot. You know, I wish we could hear from the monsoon people about me.
Well, we will, Jim. Give them time. It's 6 weeks before the race, you know. What are you going to do when that race is over, Jim?
Oh, I don't know. I wish Grand National Airways could offer me a job as co-pilot. Of course, I know it's not exactly a bed of roses, is it?
That's great training, Jim. A year or two on an airline would be very good for you.
You fellas sure fly in every kind of weather. And always seem to get through, too.
We never take any chances. That's especially true when you're carrying passengers. We found that with the reliable weather forecasting equipment you have now, and modern equipment generally, such as radar, that we have today, it's possible to fly in weather now very safely, which a few years ago would have been considered dangerous.
Gee, I'd sure like a job like that, Speed. Hey, I wonder what's keeping that movie producer. Did he say when he'd be over?
Well, not the exact time, no.
Say, Speed, you don't suppose he wants us to be a couple of movie actors, do you?
Oh, I don't know, Jim. But if he does, I'd hate to see the picture. We may be able to get an airplane around, but as actors, we'd probably be a couple of good wing walkers.
You said that right. What studio does he represent?
Well, his wire says Mammoth Pictures Incorporated. Edward L. Milliken, president.
Mammoth?
Yeah, I've heard of him, Jim. I know nothing about the movie business, but I believe they're one of the biggest outfits in the business.
Oh, yeah. Seems to me I've seen their name on some pictures.
Well, Jim, I won't do any harm to talk to him. You know, you said you want to make some money. Yeah, maybe that's him now. I'll see. Yes? Oh, that's right. Yeah, Jimmy Allen is here. Oh, yeah, Mr. Milliken. Yeah, he received the wire. Ah, come over to the room. Fine, I'll be glad to see you. Well, he's coming over, Jim. I better slip down the hall while you have a talk with him.
Not on your life. You stay right here, Speed.
Well, he may want to talk to you in private, Jim.
Look, any deal I make must have your okay, so you might as well stay here and listen.
Well, I'll be glad to meet him anyway.
Look, that telegram was for both of us. He wants to see both of us.
Now, look, I wouldn't be too hasty, Jim, in giving him any answer. Just listen to his proposition and tell him you'll think it over and let him know later.
This must be him now. Come in.
Good morning, gentlemen. I guess this is Jimmy Allen and George Speed Robertson.
How do you do?
Hello, Mr. Milliken. Take a seat, will you?
Thank you. Well, boys, I can't tell you what a thrill you gave me a few hours ago. You certainly know how to handle yourselves in the air.
Well, we certainly had a few bad moments up there.
Now, by the way, Mr. Milliken, do you know who that crazy fool was?
Yes, but we won't go into that right now. Boys, I know you're busy, and I'm not going to take up a lot of your time with idle chatter. Maybe we can do that later.
Just as you say, Mr. Milliken.
In my telegram to you boys, you probably got a general idea of my mission here today.
Yes, I presume it's something to do with the movies.
That's correct.
I gathered from your telegram that you wanted to talk to both Speed Robertson and myself.
Yes, that's right. Now, here's the proposition briefly. The company of which I am president has just purchased a scenario which we intend to put into production at once.
You mean a story of some kind?
Right. It's a story about World War II.
Well, I heard the public is a little fed up on war pictures, Mr. Milliken.
Well, this is from a different angle. It's an excellent manuscript, the best I've seen in many a day. It's unnecessary to go into detail at this time, but I can tell you that it's a different twist on the flying story.
Oh, new idea on flying, huh?
Yes. There are many scenes showing battles in the air between the Axis and Allied forces.
Well, gee, it ought to be plenty exciting.
Well, we're going to have to film a lot of air action, showing planes diving, looping, fighting each other, and we want it absolutely true to life.
Well, you certainly have my wholehearted support there.
I happen to know a little about both of you. I know that Speed Robertson here is an American war ace, a veteran of many battles in Europe. And I feel, Mr. Robertson, that your technical knowledge, as well as your recognized flying ability, would be valuable to us.
Well, I did spend some time in combat flying. Of course, you realize, Mr. Milliken, that neither Jimmy nor myself have had any experience in moving picture work or stage work of any kind.
Yes, I understand that perfectly. Your job will be flying. All the acting will be done by competent actors and actresses. But you two will be responsible for all the flying done for the picture.
Well, I guess we can handle that end of it all right.
I had first intended to give this flying work to someone who had been recommended to me, but I believe that you fellas are very competent to handle this work, and your reputations will add something to the picture.
Huh. Well, how long would this last, Mr. Milliken?
Well, we'll have to start shooting the picture immediately, and it must be completed in 30 days.
Oh, only 30 days. Well, that throws a new light on the picture.
You see, Mr. Milliken, Speed will have a plane in the Vanderpool Cup race. I have no particular ties at this time, but Speed Robertson is in charge of operations for Grand National Airways. You think you could get away, Speed?
Well, I don't know. I'd have to talk it over with Mr. Jenkins. Of course, I don't know whether it'd be worthwhile for me to even consider it.
I'm coming to that now, Mr. Robertson. We're willing to give you and Mr. Allen here a contract for 30 days at $5,000 for each of you. And you could start to work at once.
$5,000 each? Well, I couldn't do anything until I've talked to my company.
Well, boys, let's leave it this way. You'll think it over today. Get in touch with the officials of Grand National Airways, Mr. Robertson, and give me a definite answer tomorrow morning. I can't wait any longer. I'm flying back at once. You can reach me at my office in Hollywood. Here's my card and address.
Well, that's fair enough. What do you say, Jim?
$5,000? Oh, gee, that's all right with me.
Right. We'll leave it that way, then. Get in touch with me at my office in the morning, or better still, tonight. Then catch a plane and meet me in Hollywood tomorrow. And I'll tell you frankly, boys, I hope we can work together on this picture. I think you'll like the work, and there's no question but what your names will give it more prestige than any flying picture that's ever been filmed. Well, goodbye, gentlemen.
Goodbye, Mr. Milliken. We'll let you know.
Goodbye, Mr. Milliken.
Well, Jim, that's that. These moving picture people work fast.
You said that right. What do you think of the proposition, Speed? Does it sound okay to you?
Yeah, Jimmy, you want to make some money quick. There's your answer. It's interesting work, and we certainly can't complain about the pay.
Oh, Speed, you have no idea what this means to me. And, gee, Speed, it would be based on the war. That ought to be duck soup for you.
Yeah, you know, this sort of has me interested. I think I'll go over and talk with Mr. Jenkins and see if I can't get 30 days leave.
Oh, gee, I hope you can. Oh, boy, wouldn't that be fun? Say, Speed, we could have all kinds of fun. You know, you've taken lots of reconnaissance pictures. This will probably be pretty much the same, only a little more professional.
Probably. Well, more wires or letters for you, Jim.
Come in, please.
How are you?
Hi, all right. Thanks. Are you looking for someone in here?
You're Robertson, aren't you?
Yeah, my name's Robertson.
And you're Allen, huh?
My name is Jimmy Allen, yes.
Was Milliken of Mammoth Pictures just up here?
Why, yes, he was, but I don't see
what... Yeah, I thought so. Made your proposition. Did you sign anything?
Hey, wait a minute now. Not so fast here. Who are you?
Yeah, I'd like to know just what
skip
the idea...
Skip it. You'll find out who I am. My name's Ballou. Nails Ballou.
Nails Ballou. And I thought I recognized that homely mug of yours, Ballou.
Yeah? I think we've met before, Robertson.
I think we have, Ballou. I think the first time was in France, too, during the war.
Well, what of it? I'm not up here to talk about the good old war days. What's your deal with Mammoth?
And I don't know as that's any of your business, Nails.
Oh, it's none of my business, huh? Listen, Robertson. I know why Milliken was up here. He wants you to fly in that war picture he's going to start making.
Well, that's right. What of it?
You better forget it. You better stay right here in Kansas City and keep lugging the mail around.
Say, wait a minute. I'll bet this is the fellow who caused us to lose our ship today.
That was an accident, boys, and I'm sorry about that.
Ah, that's okay for the time being, but what's a dope, Ballou? What about this deal with Milliken?
Robertson, I came way up here from South America to handle the flying in that picture, and no guy is going to walk in and chisel me out of it.
Ah, do you have a contract with the Mammoth people?
Listen here, Robertson. This goes for you too, Alan. I'm doing the flying for this picture. Get it? Nails Ballou is doing the flying. Now, if you guys are smart, you'll stay in town and forget about Hollywood. You won't find it healthy there.
Will Jimmy and Speed sign the moving picture contract? And who is Nails Ballou? He apparently has crossed Speed's path before. Let's see what develops in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.